From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Thousands of pro-opposition marchers, some of them braving very low temperatures, rallied in dozens of Russian cities on Sunday. They were backing the jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Police arrested Navalny while he was on his way to a rally in central Moscow. Correspondent from Reuters, Scarlett Svetanovich, reports.
The moment Russia's opposition leader was detained by police just minutes after appearing at a Moscow rally. Video footage posted on social media shows Alexei Navalny wrestled into the back of a patrol wagon just a few hundred meters from the Kremlin. He was walking to join several hundred supporters taking part in an opposition-led rally. The nationwide protests are calling for a boycott of what Navalny says will be a rigged presidential election in March. Earlier in the day, police raided his Moscow headquarters, forcing their way into the office using power tools, citing reports of a bomb threat.
Yemen's prime minister is accusing southern separatists of a coup after they seized several government buildings during fighting on Sunday with government forces in the port city of Aden. The fighting killed at least 10 and left as many as 86 wounded, including some civilians. At least a temporary calm returned when Yemeni leaders ordered their forces back to their barracks. A French woman has been found alive on the treacherous northern Himalayan peak known as Killer Mountain, but rescuers have not been able to locate her Polish climbing companion. The Pakistani military airlifted the team to Nanga Parbat. This is VOA News.